Ratepayers up and down the country are reeling as their councils propose double-digit rate rises in the middle of the cost-of-living crisis. In Northland, there's shock and outrage too, but not for the reasons that you would expect. Peter de Graaf reports.
You'd think Northland ratepayers would be grateful. At a time when their district councils are planning to bump up rates by around 18%, the Northland Regional Council's increase could be as low as 3%. The catch is what you have to cut to keep rates down. One thing that could be sacrificed is the Emergency Services Fund, which helps pay for surf lifesaving, maritime radio, and the Northland Rescue Helicopter. Ruawai firefighter Anthony Blundell says the helicopter is a vital service.
It really has surprised a lot of people as to why they'd even go down this path. Saying it's not their core business when civil defence sits under NRC core business. I mean, who do they think turn up to the civil defence incidents? So I find that quite ironic. I just really think they have misread the room.
He says the chopper was called out to Ruawai just last week when a school bus and a car collided.
Most fortunately, there wasn't any very serious injuries. The Northland Rescue Helicopter was at the scene. They had their other rescue helicopter on call in Whangarei waiting if it was required. That was just great to know because that could have been a really serious incident if we had multiple injuries.
Anthony Blundell, who's also an ambassador for the rescue helicopter, says many parents at the crash scene asked him why the council was planning to axe the funding.
I can't really use the expletive that most of the people use, but fair to say that people are not happy with NRC even considering that.
As of yesterday, the council has been flooded with a record 1,740 submissions, and at least 1,200 of those relate to emergency services funding. Among those making their views known is Northland Federated Farmers President Colin Hanna, who says the chopper is Northland's lifeline.
Without that extra funding, services are going to be lost, whether we like it or not. And the misconception that if they pull the plug, then the government will step in, well, that's just so far out of line that it doesn't even bear thinking about what could happen.
He says it's not just rural areas that benefit from the rescue service.
I don't think people realise in Northland just how much our urban communities depend on that chopper as well. If you were to have, say, for example, an aneurysm in the brain, the only place for surgery is Auckland, and the sooner you get there, the better.
Carmo teacher Monique Bradley was 18 years old when a horse rolled on top of her, leaving her with horrific injuries.
I doubt that my recovery would have been as successful if it wasn't for the Northland Rescue Helicopter. I've since spent a couple of years living close to the location of my accident, driving a road to get to town or work that many would avoid. This has made me even more grateful for this service, as it's making this windy, corrugated gravel trip in an ambulance with a broken spine and brain bleed. It could have very well been the end for me.
She's urging the council to keep the emergency services rate, which amounts to $12 per household per year.
So yeah, it really hurts to hear the Northland Regional Council is proposing to cut the funding. If this is to happen, it's going to have a massive effect on Northlanders. So, yeah, this isn't really about me, but it's about those who will need the service in the years to come.
The Helicopter Trust says 85% of its funding comes from Te Whatu Ora and ACC, with the Regional Council making up about half the community contribution. Feedback on the Council's long-term plan closes today, with oral submissions to be heard on May the 8th and a decision due in June.
Peter de Graaf reporting there.